So I kind of stumbled into another way of working on things.
What are the alternatives?
That's the beginning.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
How can you learn about democracy when you're in a school environment that is coercive, where you have no say as to, in many cases, whether you even go or not? You don't have any say in what you're going to learn, or when you can go to the bathroom, or when you can switch from studying math to studying grammar.
Well, the Aboriginals used to believe they were standing people.
I would ride 5-6 times a day, and I didn't enjoy it because it always was like a battle between me and my horse, and it was about me trying to discipline my horse and to coerce him into performing for me. So I kind of stumbled into another way of working on things.
When you shoot, it makes a sort of like twang sound, sort of like.
We all need time of quiet, solitude with ourselves, and given that, children's development is much, much better.
Do you remember the first show? The very first
No.
Place?
Yeah, I remember the first time you ever thought about doing the show, and I never really picked up on it, and then one
time...
Oh
yeah, I know. I remember we were on Mount Parnassus in the Alps or something. And I had this vision. It came to me like...
Actually, we were in Tim Hortons. We never got to Tim Hortons. But this time we went to Tim Hortons.
Yes.
And so yay for Tim Hortons, because that's how Radio Free School...
Boo for Tim Hortons. And there's stinking cups everywhere in the ditches that people throw out the window. But anyway, we were in Tim Hortons, and we thought I'd revive the idea of doing a radio show and incorporating it with... the children's learning, right? So that we could just knock on doors and then say, you know, we're Radio Free School and here are these kids with burning passion to learn and to be famous.
We never said we wanted to be.
Yes.
Boom!
Is there any show that you really, guys really remember doing that you liked best of all?
Horse riding? Because we get to ride horses there.
Mm-hmm. How about the archery? Remember archery?
Oh, archery was great, yeah.
Bang!
Yeah.
How about the caving one?
Yeah. Oh, that was favorite!
Spelunking.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is that we've met so many interesting people, right? Like, we've just kind of call up people and find new people to talk to about all this stuff that they do, and we find out about all these different people's jobs.
Radio show in.
Yes.
There will be no other ideas.
No, there's always ideas.
Even if we know ideas? Yeah. Really?
Technology? Every book we've done.
No.
No, it's got a new book out.
Well, I'd like us to do one about bubblegum and go to a bubblegum factory and eat all sorts of bubblegum.
Yeah, we definitely have to do that one.
That would be my ultimate favorite. Yeah. I'd like to go to a bakery and pig out.
I remember, like, in the first year, this is our third year, right? Like we've done 3 years. Remember the beginning was the questions. We'd always write out the questions and say, "And what skills do you need to be a baker?
Yeah.
What skills do you need?"
That's important though. That's part of like like if people are listening, they really think they want to learn how to do it. What do you have to do? Like, what do you have to do to get to that point to be, you know, whatever you want to do?
So how do you guys feel about the way the show's going? Like,
it's all growing ups. No kids, except for us. It's boring.
So you should, be other kids?
Yeah, our friends only.
The show is about, it's like, we call it, it's by for and about unschoolers or home learners or whatever.
Home learners.
So it's partly, you know, following your interests so that we're actually doing and finding out our own, like making our own education happen, right? By just sort of being and discovering. But the other part is that for people that listen to the show, they might not know about unschooling. They might think that school is the only thing that you can do to learn, right? Or they think that's where you learn. And so we have to talk to people about, you know, what unschooling means and how it works and what the philosophy is and getting inside that.
And that's what I was saying. That I think that we're so used to it. We're so used to the whole thing, right? But people have no idea. Like even today, someone said to me, how do you do it? Like, do you do each child one at a time? And I'm thinking, you know, like...
It's like you're making buns.
I don't do... Child, like, what's that, you know? But then you're almost embarrassed to even know how to even respond to such things, you know? Like, it's very weird. So that's why it's important to have the word out.
Some coins are, you're out in the marketplace, you drop a little copper coin, and, I can't find it. It's gone down into a cobblestone somewhere. You drop a gold coin. You'd rip the place apart.
A lot of democratic schools won't even take a new student over the age of 12 or 13 because at that point it's kind of difficult to reverse the programming that they've had.
We'll probably end up with more varieties of ketchup by the end of this century than we will languages.
So I asked him, I say, would you do a school for working class people? And I got an answer back. I'd think myself daft to try. So I said to myself, right, that's what we're going to do.
What I like the most is the actually performing. Once the concert starts, I'm in the music. When the concert ends, I want another one.
I think that's the basis of a real rich parenting environment is this willingness and ability to sit down in many ways and many occasions and have kids share their ideas, share their understandings, share their feelings, ask questions, answer questions. That's the beginning. If we trust kids and give them the opportunity to allow their learning to emerge from their curiosity, then there's a huge acceleration.
Don't you guys like just going out and figuring out what you want to talk? Remember Madeline about the third show or something that we ever did? I said, so what's the next show? What should we do the next show on, do you think? And Madeline said, poo poo. Why did you say poo poo?
Because he thought it was vulgar and
funny. And that's exactly what you did. A show on poo-poo, right?
But it wasn't funny at all that. But it was boring. It was not funny.
Okay, well, so you're saying like, fun. You want to see more fun, right, in the show?
He flushed the toilet, though. That was how it started, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, there was a new part. What was newly added to the show that you guys did yourselves, right? What was it?
Crazy show.
Boom, boom, ain't it great to be crazy? Boom, ain't it great to be crazy, giddy and foolish all day long. Boom, boom, ain't it great to be crazy.
But it only comes on whenever we want it to. We can't do it weekly, we can't do every other week. So we might do every week for what, like two in a row, and then suddenly we will wait a month for two, and then suddenly we'll come back in. That's exactly what we're doing right now, stalling.
Yeah.
It's a crazy show. That's why we call it the crazy show. It's crazy. Nothing makes sense on it. That's what we made it for.
It's like life sometimes.
So it's like,
anarchic. Like the Marx Brothers.
Well, actually.
Absurd.
No, it's just absurd because, like, well, for one thing, I interviewed a car for it once. It didn't answer, but. No, it didn't even do anything. Didn't have a person in it to answer.
Yeah, I pretended to be a dog. Madeline? Yeah, Madeline.
along now, you'll be late for parade. Rip, 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 car.
You are listening to Radio Free on CFMU.
I don't want to be an architect, but if I was, I'd probably want to design beautiful old buildings.
What their universe looks like and what they want to know about and what they want to read is very different from what we might think for them.
After all, these are girls that are doing something so different with so much of their lives. Some way, we're all engaged in the task of trying to figure out what we want to do in this world.
So I would say, if your kids want to learn, great. Whenever, any age is fine. But if they're not asking for it, that wait until they need it. And then when they need it, it'll happen for them.
It's not just talking, it's allowing a relationship to unfold.
I remember too, like at the beginning of the show, like the first year, we asked, how do you feel when people say, why aren't you in school today? Do people still ask you that?
No, not really very much. Well, actually, people ask, like, did you go to school today and stuff like that sometimes. And like, why didn't you go to school today and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, if they know that you haven't gone to school, then it must be because they didn't go themselves. So it's like, why weren't you in school today?
Yeah,
one time, the male woman said, done school? When I went out the skip or the skipping rope. When I...
Skipping school.
Oh, yeah, because they...
you were skipping school.
Skip.
I mean, I think that she knows that we homeschool. Cause remember, we did a show on the mail carrier, remember?
Well, we did it on walking.
On walking. Yeah, that's right, walking.
Yeah.
And so you see the idea again. Like, you're in the house and you're doing school in the house, right?
Yeah.
Same thing again. Yeah. So are you finished school for the day?
Remember, you guys, when... when we were protesting against the Red Hill Creek Expressway, and you know, we just take the video camera or the to record stuff with us wherever we go, right? And that for us, you know, well, it's not school. It's just like we just learned a lot about what's going on, right? We see people like defying the police, you know, trying to save the valley. What did you guys think about making a segment called "Hey, what you doing?" and just going around and bothering people that are working somewhere and find out what they do, right? Sometimes you see somebody. You ever see somebody doing something, like, you know, they're making something and you want to know what they're doing, you know? You see someone open up that green box across the road and you never noticed before, and then there's all these wires inside it, and someone's sitting there with a truck and some tools, and they're like fiddling around with all those wires, and you think, hey man, what are you doing? It'd be cool to go up to them with a camera, as long as you don't scare them and they fall into the hole or something.
I also like the idea of having like a slice of an unschooling day, like, you know, just
here we are,
everyday life.
Daddy's sleeping on the couch. The kids are clamoring to watch A Nightmare on Elm Street or whatever it is.
Don't look down, because if you look around, then that makes you really scared and you want to go down.
Did he think that the world was just going to hell in a handbasket?
Well, yes, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Anyone want to guess if these are igneous, sedimentary, or metamorphic rocks?
I had a tremendous anger, and the anger fueled me in trying to disseminate a message that schooling itself is a highly questionable practice. How can you have independent thinkers or creative thinkers or an amalgam of both and be systematic? It's not possible. Sometimes the mothers and the fathers conditioned to think about this balanced diet concept begin to worry, even though they've gotten their kids out of school, if they don't see an echo of the school day, you know, being duplicated.
Okay, Ethel, you were saying something about the show that you felt that you had problems with, that you complained about. What's wrong with it?
Well, it does kind of get boring because it's all grown-up voices and we're the only kids on it, and we're hardly ever really mentioned. We hardly ever get to talk on it properly because you always take over.
But so if you would like to...
You're always interviewing some weird old grown-up who takes himself too seriously, who's yabbering on about homeschooling but has never even tried it himself.
How do you know? Lots of them have.
Yeah, right.
So do you think it's kind of like invades your privacy a bit?
Yeah.
How about you? Would you like to do the live show?
Yes.
What's fun about that?
Nothing. Everything. Okay, everything.
What do you have to do when you're doing a live show?
Well, a live show is to go to a place and just...
To the studio?
Yeah. And then just talking to a microphone.
So you go on the air, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. When you're live, then you kind of have more freedom because you can speak what you want without being caught until it's too late. So you can say whatever you like about your parents, your family, anyone you like. Too late, it's gone, no one can stop you anymore. Nope, I've already finished, sorry.
And what else do you like about it?
Well, you get to sit on a chair in this room full of all sorts of things. And talking to all sorts of like gadgets and instruments. Delicate, not the kind that you play instruments. Mm-hmm. And then you get to speak through a microphone. Mm-hmm. Now that's more fun than just talking to a camera, which is going to be edited and fixed up and boring.
So you think it's really boring. So what are you going to do to make it more? Do you want to keep doing this show?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so we have to think of ways to make it not so boring.
Yeah, like taking us to a gun factory and letting us pig out or on a bakery and stuff like that. Now, what me and Madeline want to do more than anything on earth is go to a bakery and pig out!
Now, is that what you really want to do more than anything on earth?
If it's a matter of food.
Mm-hmm. You like editing?
Do you like to do more editing, Madeline?
Yeah. How's
editing? What do you do for editing?
I edit the pauses and the mistakes people make. You know, say they make a mistake, or if they say a word two times, like say they're saying like.
Mm-hmm.
I delete one.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of thing? Well, how do you do that? Like, for people who've never done it, how do you do it?
I can't explain it to show them.
Can I tell you, when I did radio before, a few years ago, in the same station? Blue and Green show. They didn't have digital stuff at the station at the time, so you had to take a reel-to-reel tape and put everything on the reel-to-reel tape, and then you'd actually get the tape and cut it with a little sharp knife. And then get little tape, and you'd cut out the part, and you'd have to mark it with a little chalk pencil. They make a little mark there, and then you find the other end, and you mark it, and you cut it, and you cut it, and then you put the two pieces together with a piece of tape.
Oh, God.
So it was really like, I did a Martin Luther King special tribute one year, and it was like, 8 minutes long or something, and it took me hours in the studio because, you know, that's the way they used to do it. And then digital came along, and digital made radio editing way easier. Like, it's much more accessible. It's much more easy. You don't need all that special equipment like the reel-to-reel and all that stuff and the physical. It just seems to take so much less time. But each week we do the show, it takes, you know, lots of time to edit. Like, I'm always, like, staying up really late at night trying to get the damn show edited and ready to take to the station the next day.
We're going to keep doing it.
Cast using oral ammunition. This is Rachel Cast. Can we get that world to listen? This is Rachel Cast on pirate satellites. Opting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. This is Rachel Cast on pirate satellites. This is Rachel Cast. Everybody hold on tight.
Listening to Radio Free School on CFMU.
There, did it! Did all that of them. Did all the holes.
Far from being an equalizer, school is the great discriminator.
Bacon, pork, and ham. Oh, what a lucky wolf I am! And though he ate the pig quite fast, he carefully kept the tail to last.
You take a mind that is completely its own genius and you try to put it in school and tell it to learn other things.
One day, someone who was very skeptical of unschooling said, well, how do you get all those things in front of your children? And I said, I just strew it around.
We'll never have to go to school and forced into submission by monstrous, crabby teachers who will make us learn addition.
The Kids Co-op, a playground for the imagination. That's our official title.
Myths, they talk about values, but they don't necessarily tell you what precisely to do, what is good and what is bad.
It made sense for some people to experiment, to just, in a way, try and find out, you know, what are the alternatives.
Place.
A voice play with Cinderella.
Mm-hmm. You did a radio drama. You did the Ant and the Grass.
That's a voice play. Yeah. And we did Swan Lake.
And you did the other one with Belle, Miss Belle, the beauty, and the plastic bag girl.
Oh yeah. Crinkle and Belle.
Okay. Cinderella.
Yes, Cinderella.
Are you going to do any more plays?
Of course.
What have you got in the agenda?
Oh, I also forgot we did the Nutcracker.
Mm-hmm.
Gymnastics. Mm-hmm. We did like thousands. 20 plays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do A World Without Love.
Oh boy, A World Without Love.
Without.
That sounds scary.
A world.
Mm-hmm.
A world without love.
One of the most interesting things attached to the show is the way, once we posted the MP3 version of the show onto the Radio for All website, www.radio4all.net, that right away it started getting picked up by different stations, radical stations around the planet. It was just amazing that we got, you know, a couple of stations in California, we got a station in New Brunswick, North Carolina, Japan, we got one in Japan, Northern British Columbia, like. And it's just great that people appreciate, I guess, at some level, the idea of unschooling and that of a radio show about unschooling that contributes to helping and create more community about this and more awareness about alternatives to the state and the private education system. Mm-hmm. So it's very exciting, and I think, you know, I'm really happy that the people who do Radio for All have done that work to set that infrastructure up, that we can, you know, put our show there and other programmers can download it from there. So kudos to Radio for All and Micro Radio and all the people that are doing radio to broadcast, you know, alternatives, you know, to the mainstream crap.
Also, thanks for all the people that we interview. You know, there's all kinds of people that we've been able to interview. I mean, look at all the people that are in the movement, that, you know, the well-known people as well, as not less known or people. Yep. Like, you know, you've got all these Wendy Priesnitz, Pat Ferenga, John Taylor Gatto, Joseph Pierce, Vernon. Naomi Aldott,
Brent Cameron,
Sparky the Dead Dog,
Susanna Schieffer, Aaron Faubel, Grace Llewellyn, you know.
The end.
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Contact Radio Free School at grassroots@hwcn.org or mail P.O. Box 19, 1280 Main Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L8S1CO.